going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, Toad!
Amazing, amazing that everything came into play that way on Saturday. Perfect. Me and you haven't hung out.
Saturday?
When's the last time me and you have had drinks? Hung out like the good old days when you were living in Tremont.
Well, that's been years. That's been years.
And doing a little day drinking. We're watching the Cavs Miami Heat ass.
So Saturday, Lime and I, we had to go to Greeny's. We didn't have to, but we went. We went to Greeny's sports card show, which was fun. And you and I did a thing with Jeremy Levine up there. And then it was time to go. We went, and Lime was like,
did a retrospective, by the way.
Yes. At first, I thought we were going to go to a place in like just like an Independence, and you go, let's go to the Monkey. I says, okay, we'll go to the Monkey. Go to the Monkey. It's been years. I mean, it's been years since I've been in the Monkey. Hasn't changed. Love it. And we're sitting there taking in the Cavs game. I told Lyman before the game, I go, I'm actually nervous. Because there's nothing to be nervous about. I go, Darius talks all that crap, and then now he's not going to be playing. This, that, and the other. And so they start boat racing the Miami Heat in the game.
The Ty Jerome 17-0 run.
Lime and I, arms crossed at the bar, watching the game. Like a couple of old dudes sit there, and somebody comes up and shows us their phone. And hand to God, guys, they showed us like Donna Ponte going up to make the announcement for the Browns. And I thought for sure, because I knew that he had gotten pranked on the phone, Shenor Sanders did. So I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought it was gonna immediately go to the meme of the man sitting on the edge of the bed with his you know what hanging basically to the floor. R.I.P. by the way, that man. I thought it was gonna go to that. And all of a sudden my phone lights up and Lima's going, no, they didn't really do this. I go, Lyman, they did. They really drafted Shenor Sanders. Lyman, they drafted Shenor Sanders. I cannot believe they drafted Shenor Sanders. And there were a couple people who were kind of like, oh, God. There were a lot of people who were really excited. You and I just got excited.
Oh, we went nuts.
I just thought, hey, you know what? It's the fifth round, and I don't think they're going to be that great this year. I hope that they're going to be wonderful, but I don't think they're going to be that great. And if they're not going to be that great, boy, I might as well have some fun. And it seems like we are going to have some fun, at least in training camp. This is going to be a hoot. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see it. I want to see him in rookie camp. I want to see the whole spectacle. I understand that Andrew Berry he needs some acting classes because he did not look very thrilled there during the clapping in the draft room.
He couldn't even fake it.
It was something to behold. Something to behold. So we have ourselves a chock full quarterback room right now.
How many guys are in there? 17?
About 18, 19 guys. I think Eric Zier's in there somewhere. Maybe he's going to be in the running. Like, you got plenty of people there that you can go with who could possibly be a Browns quarterback right now. And I saw the odds that are there. You know, Kenny Pickett leads the odds
no,
to be
really?
Starting quarterback week one. Yeah. Kenny Pickett has it leads the way for starting quarterback week one.
I just assumed Pickett was off the team.
He's
supposed to be the starter.
He's the one sending out the text.
Exactly.
Welcome in, everybody.
He's texting Quinshon Judkins. Welcome to the group, man. Welcome to the fold. Welcome to the brethren.
Well, I tried to think of all the people that were impacted by this move. Like, I think Joe Flacco is just sitting there going, whatever.
I don't think Joe Flacco cares.
I'm 40 years old. I've been in the NFL forever.
I don't think Joe Flacco cares.
Like, whatever. This is bizarre. Maybe he's like, you know what? They can explain it to me in camp when I show up. Probably Joe Flacco's like, I don't really need any reps. So, if you wanna divvy up the reps to everybody else, hey, DTR, is he still on the team? Give him some reps, too. Like, yeah. Who cares? Like, I think Joe Flacco at this stage of his career is like, whatever. We'll let things kind of settle after that. But then I thought, like, we had Kenny Pickett on the station.
Yep.
We've talked so much about, like, his path and how he can hang around in the NFL. And then I thought about Dylan Gabriel. Like, Dylan Gabriel has to be pissed off, doesn't he?
Yeah,
imagine. He has to be incensed because Kenny, you interviewed him.
Yeah, I did.
On the night that they drafted him.
Yeah, we did.
Like 10 minutes after they drafted him, he's talking to you, and what was your takeaway? You were blown away
how
mature.
Well, I said, I'm not going to back off this statement. Just because I got to talk to him and I like him doesn't mean I understood the decision. I did not understand the decision. I didn't get it. And we could talk about it. We got plenty of time to get into it. But at the very beginning and still to this day, I really don't understand the decision to go with him. Just basically because, hey, they think they know better. Fine. That's fine. I had him ninth out of 10 guys, whatever. They know more about quarterbacks than I do, apparently. So that's no big deal. But I found him to be a grown man, an adult. He came off as a very responsible man. He was ready to answer. Somebody had shown him the video about the more sunshine, the better clip before he did the interview. Because I asked him about the weather, and it was like he was champing at the bit to be able to say something about the weather comments that he had made. So somebody showed him the reflog video that went out there before he started doing interviews. And I was like, okay, he's a likable guy. We'll see where it goes. Probably ain't going to go anywhere. Third round, I would have rather have taken a guy who's going to get on the field at some point and contribute. But okay, fine, let's see where it goes. And then we get to the fifth round yesterday after we take Sampson and we got another running back. I'm going, all right, fine, that sounds good. And then they take Shador Sanders and I go, okay, well, this is about having fun now. This is just about having fun.
Now, granted,
I'm going to have fun.
Granted, we were drinking beer when it was taken, and we were around a bunch of Browns fans from the 537.
I feel like I'm talking to my wife. I had two beers. I had two beers, Joe.
We were holding it down. And so, yes, we were having fun. What do you think that Browns building was like? What do you think that organization was like?
I think there were some folks in there who took my thought to it going, we aren't going to be that great this year. These two first-round picks are for a quarterback next year. Damn it. Who's ready to have some fun? And then I thought there were some people going, all right, I really love Shador Sanders, and there's definitely plenty of people in that building. Probably Andrew Berry, because you can't deny the face that was made there, who were thinking, oh, God. Okay. Great, that's who we took in the fifth round. All right, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I mean, his track record isn't necessarily sterling when we go back over the last 5 years, so if we want to get all worked into a shoot over it, I don't know, we could have taken another wide receiver. Would have needed another wide receiver, but could have taken another wide receiver, and boy, we could just start pulling out names if we want to start pulling out names of wide receivers that were taken that didn't really help. So I looked at it and gone, all right, it's a fifth-round pick. You want to take a flyer, quote-unquote, on a guy in the fifth round? Fine, but of course, it's Shador. It's his father.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the whole thing, and I am ready for it. I am ready for the challenge. I am ready for the fun. I'm ready for the rumor and innuendo. Folks, I'm down with it.
I mean, we're talking about what is it going to be like in training camp? How about rookie minicamp? What is that going to be like?
It's going to be a hell of a thing. I talked to some people out in Colorado yesterday. ran it past a couple of folks, which somebody had said, and this is how much people pay attention to us outside. He goes, do you understand, like, he has his own fan base? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, when we got him, when we had his dad brought in to be the head coach, like, we just got more and more people who wanted to be, like, they have their own fan base. I go, yeah, we had Odell. He goes, oh, that's right. Yeah, he's like, yeah. I was like, we're used to that. That's okay.
Well, I mean, that was Baker. Baker, we got,
yeah,
we ended up
true.
Airing our games. We're aired in Oklahoma, were they not?
Yes, we were on a station in Norman, I think it was.
Yeah.
I don't think
and
they carry
in
the,
Tulsa.
Yeah, I don't think that Tulsa or Norman carry the Browns anymore down there. They used the term, a couple people used the term misunderstood. One person said something that was so crazy, I'm not going to read it to you until later. Because I don't think it would go well right now. So remind me about that by the end of the show. I'll read it by the end of the show.
Read us one word per segment.
You want to do that? Put together the puzzle. That'll keep them listening all 4 hours. 216-474-0092. All right, what do you think? Do you have a problem with the Browns taking Shedeur Sanders?
Well, I think...
I think a lot of people might have a problem with the rumors going around that somebody might have walked into the room
well,
and said,
yeah.
we're taking him. But
how else could it be? What possible conclusion could anybody else have other than the owner made the pick here? Which, owners, it's happened in the NFL. Mike Lombardi told the stories of back in the day, Al Davis. They would do all the work. They'd have everything. They had done, you know, 6 months of collaboration, and they'd have an order, and then they would hear the swish, swish, swish of his.
That's exactly how you put it. The swishy pants.
Yes, the swishy pants. Of him walking in and saying, all right, we're taking this guy. And he would do it not in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Like, he would do it way higher than that.
Yeah.
Because in the end, it was still a business. Of course, he was a football guy, but it's still a business. What did we all think going into the weekend? Browns are punting on this year. Right? Did we not? Like, if we're being honest, once you trade out of the Travis Hunter pick, it was not win now mode. It wasn't. You just look what they did in free agency. This was a, let's hold down the fort for a year. Let's get ready for next year's incredible quarterback draft class.
Yep, that's what it is.
We are punting on the year. Well, if you're going to punt on the year, might as well make it fun.
I think that's what he must have been thinking. Because if we're gonna do this again and go back to 16-17 land, which I don't think it's going to be that bad, but it ain't going to be that great. But if we're going to go do this whole thing again, because it's about finding the quarterback, well, people are going to have some fun. And I'm going to have some fun. And I feel bad for Dillon Gabriel to a certain respect. I feel bad kind of for Kenny Pickett to a certain respect. I don't feel bad at all for Joe Flacco. Again, like you said, I don't think Joe Flacco cares.
Dillon Gabriel, he had to be, because he probably got a text before anything. And he's probably like, what? This can't be. This is not really what happened. Yeah. This makes no sense.
Probably not. But there were people going, well, you're going to be begging to get rid of him in 4 years. I go, guys, we could be getting rid of him by the end of the summer. He is very much like, I wonder what was said. Now, you could say, well, it's Jimmy's team and he could just demand that he's on the football team. That's true.
Well, Jimmy, if that's the case, wouldn't Jimmy have demanded they taken him earlier?
That's what you would think, because I would sit there and think, all right, the message has been sent by the league, by everybody. You're a fifth-round choice. Mel Kiper Jr. can cry on television all he wants. The league has spoken. Fifth-round pick is a fifth-round pick is a fifth-round pick. So you might get to the end of camp, of regular training camp, and you may say, you know what, he's a practice squad guy. You may do that. Because there's going to be, now, from a football standpoint, you traded for Kenny Pickett. All right, you traded a fifth-round pick for Kenny Pickett. But Kenny Pickett does have some chops, as much as I don't want to admit he does. Joe Flacco's Joe Flacco. The prodigal son returns. You took Dillon Gabriel in the third round. Are you going to cut Dillon Gabriel? Because can you keep four quarterbacks? I don't think you can on the active roster. Are you going to cut Dillon Gabriel,
well,
a third-round pick, and try to stash him on the practice squad? No.
Yeah, but if anybody you put on the practice squad, right, especially somebody in his situation, doesn't the rest of the league have a chance?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They can pick him up at any time.
And so if there's any injuries or anything.
I think you can protect a couple, if I'm not mistaken. I go back and look through. Don't quote me on that.
Well,
I got to go back and look through, and I'm sure my phone will.
We're going to keep this guy on our practice squad. He's not going to be on your active roster and get an active roster paycheck.
No.
If some other team says, we're going to put him on our active roster.
But the thing is, this is why I would think that he is a possibility to just be cut at the end of camp and put on the practice squad. You went five rounds. Nobody wanted him. You went five rounds. Every team had a draft pick. Nobody wanted him. And he'll show flashes in training camp. We understand that, right? He's playing against base defenses. He will show flashes in training camp, guaranteed. He'll show flashes in the three preseason games. Because he'll play in the three preseason games. And so we'll have that discussion. But in the end, like, it makes him, like, as much fun as this is, as much fun as this is going to be, and maybe I'll end up having to walk back some of this later on, he's the easiest one to move on from. Not even move on from, but to say, hey, you're not going to make the 53 here. We're going to put you on the practice squad. Because, again, you went five rounds, nobody wanted him. So if you went five rounds, nobody wanted him, there's a humility that has to set in. You got pranked for crying out loud, which was not the right thing to do, but we'll talk about that.
It was an all-time prank.
There is a humbling.
It's one of the best pranks I've ever seen.
There is a humbling that goes on here. I don't think that's the right thing to say. My God. I didn't hear the phone call yet.
Reckless speculation.
Oh, you're going to.
I will admit, I didn't hear the phone call
yet. Is Kenny
going
to hear the phone call?
Oh, I'm going to hear the phone call.
You'll hear that a couple times probably today.
Those things like that, I just cringe and I go, I know I'm going to hear it on the air. I don't want to hear it now.
I saw enough from the weekend of people chastising it, and then I heard Anthony Lima walk through the door, and I thought, oh, we're going
to
play that.
So if teams are willing to pass up on him five times, some even more, five times over if teams are willing to pass up on him, if he is the second quarterback taken in this draft, I think he's the most easily put on the practice squad right now. And so there is a, hey, man, I don't know what you said in all these interviews to rub everybody the wrong way, but you're going to have to fix that, or it's going to be a short time in the NFL for you, buddy. That's all there is to it. So as there's much fun as there is, he's going to have to go out there, and he's going to have to put in the work. 216-474-0092. You have a problem with the Browns taking Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round? Because I can't deny it. I grinned ear to ear, and I went, well, it's time to have some fun. At least if we're not going to be that great, at least we're going to be hooting and hollering for something.